The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, right here in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. We're leading the charge, we like to think. We're in the last third stage of getting the studios redone this morning. Good morning.
Where are we?
I don't know. It's a couple of weeks. Hey, good morning. It's like about, 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news is always brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great customer service. And the walk-in humidor, which was the best already, has just expanded. So, good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
And Linda, you're looking very star-like today in your sunglasses.
Okay, you guys, seriously, I left my glasses. This was one of those mornings where the alarm clock did not go off. We looked up, and it was 6 o'clock. Okay, you know, we start here at 7. Talk about screaming and jumping out of bed, like, you know, it was Flintstone moment. And I left my glasses. So I've got my prescription sunglasses on at the moment. Okay, so just sharing. But I can tell you the weather currently, no, it's got to be more than 37. It's beautiful out. Jared's shaking.
It's cold. There's parts in this town that's 37.
That's my job, honey. I look at it's 37. He's showing me right there on the computer. Mostly sunny today with a high near 72. And tonight mostly cloudy with a low of around 48. Now, Saturday calls for sunny skies with a high near 75. And Saturday night partly cloudy with our temperatures around 50. Sunday calls for rain again with a high near 61. And Sunday night, rain with likely before 11 p.m. with our lows of around 41. Monday, again, rain before 11 a.m. And then looks like they're predicting a thunderstorm. I don't know about you. I just love the thunderstorms as long as they don't thunder too much for the...
As long as you're not standing outside holding an umbrella above your head.
Mostly a chance of showers on Monday night. And Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 61 and Tuesday night around 44. Anyway, that's a brief little forecast for the next few days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, I have an announcement to make before we go to our Pet of the Week, is that this morning, on this Friday, we're going to be giving away sets of tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. And right now, if you call 605-4567, I'm holding for Friday night, which will be April 20th, a four-pack. So give us a call. This is in the main grandstand. Love to have you go Friday night, April 20th, and that's four seats, 605-4567. So get ready, Jared, because I know I'm going to be doing this all morning.
Okay. We're giving away rodeo tickets, and we're also speaking of our own local rodeo. Here's Amy from Haven, Maine.
I would be the clown in this situation, right?
Hey, cowgirl. No, you're the barrel racer. You come in fast and ride hard and ride away.
That's it. That's me.
With your little animal.
I'm checking on horses and all the good things that you do for Haven. But this morning, you brought with you.
I brought Titan with me today.
Titan?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. He's just such a happy-go-lucky dog. Titan's actually been with us for a while. It's close to 200 days for him.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he's a great-sized dog. He's a perfect medium-sized dog. He's always smiling, so that's a plus. You know, you got a dog with a good personality. That's always fun.
For a dog that's been in it for 200 days, his personality is wonderful. He greets people. He wags his tail. He licks your fingers.
Yeah, he's a leaner, too. He like a cat, how they like to rub against your legs. He does that, too, because he wants you to pet him. He is actually 6 years old, believe it or not. He does not look six. He does not act six. He looks very much like a puppy. But he is 6 years old. He's still pretty energetic for that age, and he does need little reminders that, you know, hey, man, it's time to calm down. But he's very well behaved. He listens very well. Obsessed with carpet today, by the way. I don't know if it's been a long time since he's touched, like, carpet in his life, but the news also has carpet. It's carpeted right there, and it took us some really clever camera tricks to get him to not roll around like that because they had to hold a milk bone behind the camera so he'd look at the camera. And that's why he would just stare at it. because otherwise he just wanted to roll on the ground. He just really likes carpet.
It feels good. Yeah. Well, you know, Elk Killer does that in the morning.
Yeah.
He's
happy.
Give her little pets, and then she, when the first time we go out for the in the morning, she will. First of all, she stretches, and then she just rolls back and forth on the carpet in about the same spot every day. So
yeah, see, he leans against you. He's really cute.
And you know what? For being a dog that has been in Haven Humane for 200 days, he doesn't have any – his disposition, you know, sometimes dogs get a little weird or
wound up and stressed out. It's easy to understand why.
Yeah.
He doesn't do cats, though. Unfortunately. Okay. So if you have felines in your home, he wouldn't be a good choice.
But he would keep the feral cats out of your yard.
Yeah, he seems that he's done okay with dogs in the shelter. But as always, we require you guys to bring in anybody to bring in their, you know, other doggy family members to make sure it's a good match. So because he's over six, his adoption fee is half off thanks to the PALS fund. Mm-hmm. And so that's really cool. And also you can get an additional $25 off of that if you bring in any canned non-perishable items. So we are doing Stuff the Bus again. This time, obviously, Stuff the Bus with the food drive. So that's people food. I always have to let
when
people know
that.
When
does that start? Is it now going on?
Now it's going on now. Started this week. So you can bring in any non-perishable food items and take $25 off of your adoption fee.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, well, this dog's ready to go home with somebody, and you'd be great to walk along the river trail or in your backyard or just having a buddy there watching TV with you.
Yeah, he's very much a cuddler, so he would be a real loyal couch potato with
there,
you.
Sitting there next to you, laying on your feet, going, I like it here. Can I have just a little part of the carpet over here to roll on?
Well, we really enjoy our Haven Humane Pet of the Week every Friday morning with Amy, and it's always interesting to see who you bring in. This morning, again, Titan. So we encourage you. Actually, it was interesting. So your hours are
11 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but we're also open until 7 on Wednesdays. So if you work the 9 to 5 grind, you can still get in on Wednesdays and Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings as well.
Good looking dog. He's got a broad forehead, which means
his brain's big.
His brain's big. His brain pan's big. Unlike Nero between the eyes.
Yeah. Don't look at me. I know I have a tiny head.
But you don't have. But you're not narrow between the eyes.
No.
So, you know, if you're narrow between the eyes, especially for your horse, it's kind of like, I'm not sure I want to ride that horse. Okay, Amy, how do we do it? Where are we at?
Give us a call 241-1653. Come down 7449 East Side Road. Check us out on our Facebook and our website. Our Facebook's really fun. We post all of our events as well, so it's really nice to follow our Facebook and get updates on adoptable animals and also see if all the events coming up for Haven.
Gave away two.
We gave away the two tickets for the Red
Cross. That was
quick.
Actually,
that's what it means.
It was a four pack. But
I did not hear that, and so I just told them two. But if they want the other two, have them call back.
Yeah, call back.
Call back
with
the other
four
two.
Pack. Would you say two after me? Okay. No, it's a four pack. Anyway, and we're going to be giving some more away too.
I wasn't frankly listening when you said that. I just saw you holding up tickets, and I thought it was two.
Oh, okay. No, I sectioned off because we got a group of tickets. So I sectioned off four so people could bring families and friends or give them away because we just want you to be there and enjoy it. It's the Red Bluff Roundup.
Or you just leave your kids at home and have a date.
Yeah, that's true.
This is one of the best rodeos in the United States.
Just love
in America.
It.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Love it.
Okay, how do we get a hold of you?
241-1653.
Okay. Haven Humane.
Or stalk me, whatever.
Stalk Amy.
I'm inviting you to do so.
Okay.
Thank
Amy
you,
needs a little excitement.
As long as it's about dogs, I will help out.
Okay.
Or cats.
Thank you,
horses.
Amy.
Or horses.
Or burros.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Thank
have
you so
a good
much.
Weekend, guys.
You bet. You
so,
too.
You know, when we said that we slept in this morning, it's because of the fact
one
that.
One of the reasons.
Oh, my gosh. One of the reasons. Well, it was, first of all, the alarm clock didn't go off because we were just, we want to be in our sleep. Really, we have so many people ask us at functions when we're around town, do you really have a sleep number bed? Because we talk about it. Yes, we do.
Is it really that good, though?
Yes.
I mean, you guys always talk about great.
Yes, and lately with moving the studios around and all the, it's just so crazy that I crave and covet my sleep number. I covet going to bed and enjoying it the way it's been, you know, really used lately. So my sleep number setting is varying, but last night I put it at 70.
Your sleep number setting wasn't at 70.
Yes, my sleep number setting was at 70 last night. I changed it to 70 because I can.
You changed it?
What is yours?
Well, my sleep number setting is 60. So I don't change mine because I have found the right... I found the right firmness.
I move around.
You move around. That's
because
true.
I can.
And then Elk Killer gets us up so we can move around. And that, you know, so you can go around, too. Hey, you know, they also have these Sleep Number 360 beds. And the types that when you move, it kind of like adjusts to how you move and where you're moving. So just to make sure is that you are comfortable all night long. And right now, the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds have an introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center for details. And head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Tell them you want a really a good night's sleep. And really, how much is a good night's sleep worth? You know, for me, it's priceless because, you know, having to go hard all during the day and into the evening and then get up early and be perky. Some days I'm perkier than others. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock.
Real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three from Air Shasta, Rotor and Wing in our Sights for Eyes drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Free sales available. Machines only, hands free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo with a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three in our Sights for Eyes drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see every night I have.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday show here. Casey and our 1460, currently 39 degrees. It's 7:19 in the morning, and what a beautiful morning to be heading into work or just out on the patio listening to the station, enjoying this beautiful North State weather we're having. It's the, my goodness, It's the 13th of April.
Friday the 13th.
And you know what the 14th always represents, right?
Just what today is, tomorrow is, right?
Currently 39, our highs today will be 72. We're going to have a big jump there down to 48. And tomorrow is mostly sunny with a high near 75 with our lows of around 50. Sunday calls for rain with our high temperatures reaching around 61. And then rain likely mainly before 11 p.m. Sunday night.
Oh, boy. Don't be out in the river. Hey, Healing Waters Fly Fishing Annual Mixer, the fourth annual mixer, a fundraiser to support the local disabled veterans in the Healing Waters program and keep that going. By the way, Healing Waters program is national, and we have the largest organization in all of the southern region, which includes Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Nevada, right here in Redding, California, with the 40 plus people that are in are veterans, and it is veterans, men and women in the Healing Waters Fly Fishing Club. So this is going to be a mixer that's going to be Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Hall, right down in 1605 Yuba Street. You got hors d'oeuvres, a no cash bar, and plenty of time, and plenty of great gifts and things you can win in the silent auction and also a live auction. Everything from fishing to tools to guns, all of this at the fourth annual mixer, and it starts at 6. I'll be there. Many people will be there this Saturday. So just head on down and just buy your ticket when you get there. If you want to buy it before, well, frankly, you don't have to. You just show up tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Hall at the on 1605 Yuba Street next to the post office. Okay. Hey, we're here today with a mouthful. It's the Anderson Redding Tehama Scholarship Theater, or ARTS. There you go. And they are here. Denise Dirk and Marilyn Robron are here today.
How do we do there, ladies?
Uh-huh. They're here because
excellent.
They're here for a play called April of 45. That's going to be happening.
It is happening right now.
It's happening right now.
We have three more performances. It is Friday the 13th. Saturday the 14th, and there are two performances. So it's Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And we also have a 2 o'clock matinee performance on Saturday, same place. Doors open 45 minutes before the show begins.
Okay.
So tell us about the play. And you wrote the play.
I did.
And tell us a little bit about where this came from and what we can see here in the next few days.
Okay. Well, my original inspiration was my father, who served in World War II, and the fact that the friendships that he developed during his service period lasted his entire lifetime. I was fortunate to live in Germany for 4 years from 1985 until 1989. In fact, I landed there 40 years to the day of victory in Europe, which is May 8th. It was May 8th, 1945. I landed there May 8th, 1985. Anyway, the play tells the story of two American soldiers as they are struggling to survive in Germany during the closing days of World War II. But it also looks at the war from the perspective of the family and friends that are left behind, and also the German civilians. It explores their fears and their struggles and what it feels like to be conquered by another nation. And so it tries to take not everything's black and white, but more there are many shades of gray, look at what has happened in Germany. Marilyn said that it combines vintage with avant-garde, and I think that's a pretty good description of the play.
Yet, Denise has been very careful to keep the uniforms and the guns and the research authentic. For anyone who's old enough to remember World War II, or the children of those people, we'll see that this is just a little true glimpse of the past.
So who is doing your costumes, and who are the cast members?
Well, our leads are John Bohatch and Reese Resendez. Our costumers, Keisha Wilkins, And John and I actually began gathering all the World War II era costumes all the way back in October. One of our biggest finds was an authentic 1943 silk wedding gown that we found in Pennsylvania. And the amazing thing is, it fit our actress, Kat Smith, without needing a single stitch altered.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So did you write the play or did you write the book that turned to a play?
I wrote the play, and now it's going to be a movie as well. Director Roger Schlegel has optioned the play to become his next movie, and we'll be going into production on that. We're already writing the screenplay, and I expect to begin filming next spring. And I'm keeping
Where? Right here?
Right here in Northern California.
So this is a Northern California production company?
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow.
And I will have my same leads. In fact, I'm hoping I have this wonderful cast. I have 15 cast members. Each and every one of them is wonderful. And Marilyn here is fantastic. And I'm hoping to keep my same cast in the movie as well.
So you wrote this based on your dad?
I wrote it based on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. When I lived in Germany, I talked to a lot of German citizens. I also, my best friend's mom is from Germany, and she was a young teenager growing up during World War II. And she shared with me a lot of what happened personally to her family. So a lot of the scenes that involve the German population are based on Ilse's experiences. I tried to keep it very, very authentic and true to life as to what happened there.
That'll be interesting.
I think it's, from what I know about World War II, I think it is pretty authentic. I'm old enough that my father was in World War II, and the Battle of the Bulge is one of the arenas that's mentioned in the play, and my father participated in that.
My uncle participated in that, was wounded. Severely. He was in a Ranger division, or Ranger unit there. This sounds great, and people can see it tonight.
They can.
Tomorrow?
Doors open at 6:15 for the 7 o'clock performance. They can also see it tomorrow. We have two performances, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7.
Now, where does the money go to? We know it's the Anderson Redding Tehama Scholarship Theater. That's what you're called.
Right.
So, the money obviously goes there.
Yes. We are a 501c3 nonprofit foundation, and our purpose is to provide college scholarships to actors and tech crew members. We are one of the very, very few entities in the whole country that provides any sort of scholarship for tech crew members. And in theater, a great tech person is worth their weight in gold.
Sound guys, lighting guys, all those guys. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
I think everyone should come tonight because Denise has cleverly double cast my role. And tonight's the last night you can see me, so please come tonight.
And what role do you have, Marilyn?
I am Mrs. Emma Conroy. I am a widow from World War I and lost my son in World War I. But I am employed by the War Department, and my role shows how I handle a situation when one of my subordinates receives bad news from the war,
okay.
About how it affects me and affects them.
Wow, so this just reaches everywhere, doesn't it?
It does. I tried, too many things are just, you know, really cut and dried. I tried to make this a look at multiple viewpoints of how war affects people.
Okay.
Well, it's very interesting. We've had a person on here that grew up in, that was in England during the bombings and growing up as a kid and how that just affected his life. I mean, can you imagine being a war child in the middle of every day, not knowing whether those sirens are going to go off and it was going to be the end of your life?
It was the same thing in Germany, too, toward the end. They were being bombed continuously. Okay, this is a play, April 45. It's being put on by the Anderson Redding Tehama Scholarship Theater, where all the money goes to scholarships for those young people that want to go to college, interested in the technical side of magic making. It's going to be tonight, tomorrow at 2 and at 6?
7 o'clock.
Or 7 o'clock. Tonight at?
Tonight at 7.
And it's all at the Anderson VFW.
So yes. You can, that's easily, you can find that. You just go down 273 and you'll see it there on the right side.
Tickets, if you're heading south.
Tickets at the door. People can buy tickets at the door.
Tickets are at the door. They're $15. We do offer a group discount for a party of 10 or more, and also every military veteran gets a discount.
Yay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
And I think this is very interesting. I can't wait to see more about this. So thank you very much, Denise Dark and Marilyn Robron.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
When the road gets dark and you can no longer see, just let my love throw a spark and have a little faith in me. And when the tears you cry are all you can believe.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. We love our Fridays as we wrap up the week. And, you know, we could probably talk about some disgusting headlines, but right now we're going to just go into things that are pleasurable and feel good things. But this portion of the show is brought to you. And by the way, KCNR 1460, you're listening to Station Identification here. Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio.
North State Security brings us this segment of the show. If you're looking for security for your home or your business, something that will have officers there in 10 minutes or less, then you need to call North State Security at 243-0295. They have just a plethora of different programs for people that will help you, your business, keeping you safe. Because, you know, North State Security, it's their 50th year in the business this year. North State Security announces prevention since 1968. 243-0295. You know what? We're here with a friend of ours named Joe Adamson.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning there, buddy.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
You have not changed
so
at all.
So happy to have you.
You haven't changed in 10 years.
Nope. Joe and Kathy Adamson, a family-owned gym for now, and we're just celebrating you, 25 years?
24 and a half years, so 25 is really coming up quick.
And so, you know, we see that, and it's just the nature of the business. You know, other gyms coming and going, and yet you have been able to have this steady Betty, you know what I mean? Just hang in there. 25 years for a gym to remain local and open is amazing.
We feel pretty good about it. We're now, as far as single ownership, we've been in existence longer than any other company in Reading.
Well,
we're
ring the bell.
Ring the bell because we're probably one of the last standing, you know, privately owned radio stations. So we've all managed to hang in there over those last 10 years.
We feel your pain and
your
joy.
That's right.
Yeah, well, it's been great. It's been a joy knowing you guys. And you guys came to us when you were about ready to get married.
Yes.
Came to us and started personal training, getting ready for your wedding.
And we're coming back. We're coming back because we need some Adamson love before we go into like FM world with the television cameras in there.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, so we're going to need to have that upper body looking like, wow, Adamson Peak Performance. Yeah.
There we go. You're going to be on camera.
Well, yeah. You started out in a rented area there.
Yeah, right.
And then decided to.
Yeah, we started out in renting just space inside Shasta Physical Therapy, six mm-hmm. years, 8 years on Churn Creek Road, over right next to where From the Hearth is. Uh-huh. Then we ventured all the way over to Bocelli Lane.
That's where we met you.
For 6 years on Bocelli, yeah. And now we've been almost five on C Street. We're headed back over towards Churn Creek.
You're working your way back. Now, is that the building you're in now? Is that?
We actually purchased the building about 5 years ago. And
good for you.
It was painful at first.
Yes, of course,
imagine.
It's scary.
But it's three or four or five times the size of our studio before. So it just gives us so many.
You have so much room there.
So much room. It's great.
And it's yours. So nobody can decide to raise the rent and screw with your brain and all
leverage
that other
you.
Stuff.
Leverage you.
Now
yeah.
you can really do. So tell us what, okay, so now we. That's why we wanted, really, congratulations, 25 years.
Thank you.
It just makes me want to cry. We've known you when your kids were single and been to, I think, one of the weddings. And then now they're both married. One is a cop.
Highway patrolman.
Right, right. Zach's highway patrolman. Yeah, he's up now over in Weaverville. And Jamie is married to the youth pastor at our church, Grace Baptist. And she's got three kids, and Zach's got one. So we got four grandkids.
Wow.
Now, Zach went in with another young man that used to be a trainer of yours.
Yeah. You guys know Cal pretty well.
Cal. And
both of them were trainers. They both went into the same academy at the same time. I lost two of my, best staff at the same time. And I knew they would get accepted by the Highway Patrol because they're both such good guys.
They would. I mean, I can't see any reason. The Highway Patrol
Cal.
Likes people. So
Cal,
is Cal still
Cal.
In the patrol, too?
Cal is, and he's actually at headquarters here in town now. He's got a shirt and tie job now.
Okay, we need to bring both of those guys on and just talk about what they're doing and what they're seeing. Cal used to be our trainer.
Yeah.
And we've had Amy. We've had some great people. Amy used to call in the and do, like, the tip of the week, the health
right.
tip of the week, and we missed that. She's calling Friday mornings.
That's right. I forgot
about
that.
Yeah, she's calling your health tip of the week.
She's still with us.
Well, I know. You keep people for a long time, as we do.
And Brooke, you have Brooke.
Brooke is still with
I've
us.
I've seen her in the...
Brooke hurt me. I don't want to see Brooke.
Yeah, right.
Brooke hurt me one day. She had me laying on my stomach. Finally, I can't move Brooke. She goes, get up, I hit you.
But you do the skinny jean classes still?
We are like in year number 7.
I love
of
that.
Skinny jeans. Yeah,
I
got
to tell
you,
I want to sign up for that because
right.
that was great. It was one of the few times for me that I found a workout partner. Of course, she moved. But I was finding that the showing up and meeting somebody, just a stranger, but the accountability, we're close to the same age, and we just got on really well. We pushed each other hard, and it was really a fun thing, and I was seeing results. So, yeah. I think that's really great. You came up with that program.
We did. We took ideas from, here and there and kind of just assembled it. And it's just, how most ideas are losers. This one was a winner. It's 7 years and we're still doing it. And we're, usually we sell out. We usually sell out with about 50 ladies. It's just been a phenomenal program.
Now, you've got other things, too. You're expanding out to we're talking a couple minutes ago, yoga.
Right,
Pilates.
Right.
I need to know that because I'm meeting the girls today that are looking for the yoga gym.
Yeah, well, we don't have a full program, but we've got about 3 classes in Pilates and yoga. We feel that's important. Restorative types of exercise are very important. We tend to have a lot of high-intensity exercise at our gym. People love to get in there and sweat, but I think that restorative piece, especially as we're getting older, we have a lot of older clientele. I'm actually represent the most popular age at our gym, mm-hmm. believe it or not. So people are training.
80 is the most popular, Joe? Okay, Joe, you're a little bit younger
55
than
55
to 60. 55 to 60, okay.
When your body needs it.
Joe hasn't changed. No, anyway.
No, I mean, you look the same as you. In fact, you look better than 10 years
thank
ago.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so where are you at? Where are you located at?
We are at 3050 C Street. It's right between Hartnell and Bocelli Lane.
How's Kathy?
Kathy's doing great. She's loving being a grandma.
Oh man!
Yeah, it's a really good sized building. There's plenty of parking, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
the parking's close. You have every type of piece of equipment.
We do.
That you can imagine.
One of my descriptions of our gym is a hybrid gym because we've got all the old school machines, if you like, mm-hmm. old school equipment, and I like playing on that old school stuff. But we've got all the functional equipment as well. We have a whole turf area downstairs, which people come in and they go, wow, turf. We're the only gym in town, I believe, that has a turf area. We've got all the functional training toys. We've got more toys arriving today.
Oh, my God. What are those straps?
What are the straps called?
The TRX straps.
But you also have the ropes where you're rocking mm-hmm. with the ropes. A lot of stuff. A lot of the SEAL training is using your own body weight.
Yes.
And doing that. And you can do that and never once touch an apparatus because
right.
you've got everything there to be able to just totally stress every muscle in your body without having to get on an apparatus.
Oh, yeah. The functional training, the battling ropes and the TRX straps and the medicine balls and the sleds that you push across the turf. And those things that's all so much fun. And you're right. You don't have to go to the traditional weights if you don't want to.
But you have all of them, too.
We have all that as well, yeah. Kettlebells, mm-hmm. everything, dumbbells.
And so what you're adding to what I understand, because we've had great workouts and great success when we've been with Adamson's, is the restorative program. And you have a beautiful room.
Yes, we do.
People don't really know if they've not been in that building. That is hard, the floors with the mirrors and the balls, and I think actually cycles are in there as well.
Yeah, the Precor rep was just here the other day, and he walked into that room and his jaw kind of dropped, and he goes, "This is the nicest room of this type in the city
of
all the gyms.
Beautiful light.
Yeah, and we're actually improving on it right now.
Well, it used to be a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how long it goes. When I danced with the stars,
mm-hmm.
we went back there and used that because of all the mirrors and everything mm-hmm. to practice. It's
yeah.
a great place to practice
absolutely.
Your moves like mm-hmm. that, especially my 2 moves. I only had 2.
When will you start your programs and in the morning and the times for that? Will it be posted soon?
Yeah, well, we start as early as 5:15 in the morning. We start our beast class, which is our gnarly team training class.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have our first mind-body class is Pilates at 9 a.m.
Okay.
on Tuesday mornings. And then our other mind-body classes are in the evenings right now.
Okay. All right. So now I can share that. That's great.
You go in. It's a great place. Locker rooms are immaculate.
Thank you.
What are you doing with memberships right now? Are you doing families? Is it I mean, you're always trying to be creative with getting people in the gym. So.
Right, right. We've got memberships for each, for every level, whatever you want to spend, whatever your goals are. So you could come in if you just want to do your own thing. We have an access membership like a traditional gym all the way up to, you know, you can personal train every day with a trainer if you'd like. Mm-hmm. So every stage of the way, we've got membership tiers. Mm-hmm.
And how many on your personal training staff at this point?
We've got about 10 trainers, part-time and full-time.
Okay.
Joe Adamson, Adamson Speak Performance. You know, Joe, this is, you know, the other thing, too, that I think people need to know is that the integrity and the...
longevity.
Well, not just longevity.
Because of integrity.
You know, integrity and the professionalism at the gym, but especially the integrity of it.
Thank you.
Now, that means a lot to people when they go in there and they know what's going to happen. Do you have any of the they're hitting the bags and all this?
Yeah, we have started a fitness boxing program, and I think that's one of the best kept secrets that I'd really like to get out there is we've got some good instructors that can do just, you know, the fitness boxing, or they can combine the strength training. We started doing what's called a warrior program where we combine some pretty serious strength training with the fitness boxing, and it's just, I mean, what a great combination, because both of those types of training are great ways to change your body and transform your body.
Warrior training. Okay. I may have to start a little slower with that, since I'm getting...
Intro to warrior training
101. Okay, I went to remedial warrior training before I can get into 101 warrior training.
I went to pre-warrior
training.
We can do that. We can do anything you want, Carl.
How do people give you a call on all this and stop by again?
Absolutely. They can call us at 221-8006, or they can just stop by at 3050 C Street. We have a 30-day trial membership that kind of allows you to sample everything in the gym.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and most people coming into the gym come in through our 30-day trial. We want them to be able to try before they buy.
I love that. So there's not this pressure.
So this doesn't cost you anything. You just come on down for the trial membership. But once you see what's going on over at Adamson's, you're going to stay.
Yeah, want to get you in the door so you just get a feel. No hustle. That's what I love.
I never felt like that at all. Just like, hey, you know, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Adamson Speak Performance, Joe Adamson and his family. And
congratulations.
Seeing you again.
Thanks, Carl. Right. You and Linda.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. She does what is good for your family. Sharon Clark has started this over 10 years ago. She wants to make sure that your family is where they are at the happiest at home. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home.
Cypress Store Eyes on Cypress Avenue. We specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Store Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Store Eyes, 722-9992.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Reading Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest-ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
When you lose the one you love, you think your world...
Welcome back to Refi Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, places where Linda goes and hangs out while I'm out turkey hunting. Four Winds Jewelry. We're here with Billy Brown, who is here because he is the man that's in charge of... Guacamole on her shoes.
That is right. Hey, guys. Good to see you.
You know, and, okay, Billy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the owner of Jefferson State CrossFit, and like you said, this year I am the chair of the 2018 Guacamole on her shoes.
Now, do you're involved in other things, too, though, because your name keeps popping up in other places.
I run around here and there. I'm also a journalist, and I cover, like, action sports and adventure travel. And so, you know, being in Northern California, this is just a great testing ground.
Okay.
So I'm out trail running, rock climbing. I've, you know, helped out with the Banff Film Festival, which is going on this weekend, too.
Oh, my God. We have
talk
so
a little
much.
Bit about that, too. Yeah, the Banff is just great. Stuff from all over the world and things that just blow your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Really see things.
Yeah, and we have so much access to it here, so it's such a great way to start the spring because it gets people like inspired to go outside and to go play. We have everything here.
Everything here.
We really
do. You're going to walk a mile, and where is the course this year, and are you going?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're starting off at the Red Lion Inn on Hilltop, and so we're taking a loop on Hilltop. And, yes, I found some sassy yet sensible pumps. So, you know, it's
are they red?
They are. They're a very, very classy burgundy, okay. I have to say. But okay. A lot of my friends say I didn't go big enough. So I might be going shopping this weekend with a couple of friends who can help me out.
Wait a minute. They're sassy, but what?
That's sassy yet sensible. I gotta walk a mile in these bad boys.
Well,
you know?
I have before myself here.
So you actually, I could use some advice on that. I haven't walked that far in heels before.
Well, we did it downtown.
Downtown, and we were all marching around, and people were driving through. You know, just because of the way you're coming through here in the town, a bunch of strangers.
Right.
And it was I think at first they thought it was a gay rights parade.
Right.
But then they were kind of looking at it, and we had Starship Troopers in it and all this. But no, I would just say is to get a good pace and maintain it. Don't try to dance too much.
No, I had to hold it down for the entire time.
You didn't. I had to help you keep balanced. You did not. You weren't even there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Okay, you were.
Okay, but the first half mile.
Right.
Don't push it because that second half mile, That's when the wobble kicks in. Yeah. And then you really do start appreciating girls with stilettos.
I was going to say, because I have a tendency to go out hot and burn up pretty quick. So.
No. You're that CrossFit kind of guy. You know, you've got to be there toward the end. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, good pacing. All right.
Just remember, just the pacing.
How do people sign up? And by the way, I just want to give you a visual that when Carl did do it, and something you may want to do is put out to your email fans that are coming. A challenge, because Carl got challenged. He wore a hat, a very large brimmed hat.
Okay.
He wore a boa, and he wore pearls.
And I charged every time somebody wanted me to do it, I charged them $50 to wear something.
Yeah.
That's right.
Really? So I should take requests?
You should take requests. But take money. But here's the thing. Get paid before you do it. Yeah, I had to chase them for a year, some of them, afterwards. Where's my $50 for painting my nails?
All right, good call. Pay in advance.
They went, hey, wait a minute. You know, I just thought you wanted to paint your nails. See, you know?
Okay.
I have to shame them.
So, all right, I appreciate that.
This is the way it is. Now, this is a great event. How long has it been going on?
Oh, shoot. Is this the 10th or 11th year now?
It's been great.
We're well past a decade at this point. So, yeah, they just brought me in. I've been donating for a while. You know, the outdoor writing I've been doing, I get a lot of gear. And so I would do these big garage sales because after 6 months or so, my garage would look like REI threw up into it.
Oh, so that's a bad thing, right?
I'll tell
there.
You know, I have all of the best problems. It's amazing.
it's tough being Billy.
Tell me about it. Nobody listens. we do this big garage sale and this fundraiser. And so One Safe Place was actually the first nonprofit that we donated all the proceeds to. Mm-hmm. And so we sent a bunch of kids to the camp there, and it was great. So it's nice to help out in another way.
Now, from what I understand, there's been some changes that you do not have to wear heels.
They're making it heel optional. And obviously it's not just for dudes, men, women, kids,
everybody.
You know, take your pets. I don't know how well a cat's going to do out there, but, you know, take your dogs for sure. But, you don't have to wear heels to come out and walk. I mean, you don't need those shoes to support.
And remember, the thing is you get people to donate you. Mm-hmm. Donate to you for the walk for a mile. You know, how much are you going to donate for a mile? You know, for me to walk a mile in high heels. And anything else you add to it is just kind of like great, too.
Right.
And all the money goes to
One Safe Place.
One Safe Place.
So, Billy, a little bit about you. How did you start writing? Where'd you go there? How'd that happen?
You know, well, I got my degree. I came up here to go to Simpson University and got my degree in psychology. So, naturally, I became a journalist. Now, I started doing it for fun after I graduated. My brother ran a marathon, and I was never a runner, but I had to show him who the alpha was. So I started training for that and started writing about it to make my buddies laugh. I got Poison Oak out in Whiskeytown because there's Poison Oak out in Whiskeytown. And I wrote a piece on how not to get it and where not to get it. And some guy in the Midwest who had a blog said, I'll pay you $5 a post. And, you know, after a couple months of that, and I was just kind of teaching myself as I went, I got recommended to Record Searchlight after their outdoors editor left. So they needed a freelance guy. And so Damon Arthur over there, he worked with me, gave me a shot, taught me everything I need to know. And then some, all the good stuff I am as a writer is because of him. All the bad's still my fault. But
yeah, that's nice.
Oh.
I'm glad to hear what you said about your brother. Cause remember, there can only be one alpha.
Exactly.
And I send that to my sister.
Yes, it is a constant battle.
There's this one where a kid has got like a door on the other one.
You know, I don't think we ever, as siblings, ever till the day we die, ever stop trying to get even.
Oh, no, never.
I don't know what it is. You know, my brother, I'll always try to get him. Always, somehow.
Oh, yeah. It's a battle to be the favorite, I'm telling you. So, but yeah, once Record Searchlight happened, Wired Magazine down in the Bay Area saw one of my pieces and reached out. And once I got into Wired, from there, it was a nice mix of I'm a bit of a jock nerd, so they liked the hybrid, and then Outside Magazine, Men's Journal, Esquire.
My goodness.
And, yeah, that was the last 10 years, just kind of flying around the world, testing outdoor gear, doing Ninja Warrior, ice climbing in Chamonix.
You did the Ninja Warrior?
I did the Ninja Warrior course in Southern California.
How far did you get?
I made it to the next to last obstacle.
It wasn't to run up the side there.
No, and that would have been no problem. I've done so many tough mudders where they have that, but it was I had to jump off this trampoline and reach out for these two trapeze handles.
Right.
I thought I'm only 5'8", generously, and
on a good day,
exactly. When I had hair, and I'd have to jump on the trampoline, and I thought I'd be too short to reach it, so I just hammer on that trampoline, but when I'm in the air, I realize I can't look at both of the handles to grab them at the same time. So if I was smart, I would have looked straight ahead and grabbed them in my periff.
But, you know, I had like a split second. So I'm like, the left one maybe. So I grabbed that one, missed the other one, cartwheeled off into the water, and then that was it. But
was that a great experience? We're going to bring that. Yeah. We're bringing you back, buddy.
Yeah.
So, but okay, but the big thing you're here for, it's walk Mount of Shoes. It's going to be?
It is going to be April 21st. We're going to get there at 9 a.m., walk at 10 at the Red Lion Inn on Hilltop.
A week from tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is, who do you call to get signed up for this?
Go to ospshasta.org, and you can sign up as an individual or a team. Uh-huh. And or if you can't even make it out there, you can go there and donate. And, just contribute.
There you go. Okay, and you can and it's heels optional, so you can get out there, get your friends. And here's what you do is you go out and hit all your friends up for, say, $5 a mile mm-hmm. that you walk. So you get $5 or $100.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the money, like you said, goes straight to one safe place.
Every little bit helps.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
Billy Brown.
Thank you so much. Very interesting.
CrossFit.
We want to have you come back. We want to hear about your around-the-world experiences. Mm-hmm.
CrossFit?
Yes. Jefferson State CrossFit. Yeah, we're on Hartnell. Come play with us.
Jefferson State. Love it. Okay, we'll be right back with Gary Tan.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Chemical weapons on civilians there. The meeting requested by the Kremlin.
Russia's policy remains to push back against every aspect of the Western interpretation of what happened in Douma, disputing not just Syrian government responsibility, but continuing to argue that no such attack took place.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly in Moscow at the UN a few minutes ago. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley taking Russia to task for shielding the Assad regime.
It is Russia alone that has stopped at nothing to defend the Syrian regime's multiple uses of chemical weapons. It is Russia alone that killed the joint investigative mechanism which allowed the world to ensure accountability for chemical weapons use in Syria.
When you strike President Trump, expect to be hit back. The president did strike back this morning on Twitter. Mr. Trump firing back at former FBI Director James Comey, who accuses the president of being unethical and untethered to truth.
In his book, Comey compares Donald Trump to a mob boss who demands loyalty from all those around him. The president didn't waste any time going on social media to harshly criticize Comey and engage in some nasty name-calling. He called Comey a leaker and liar, a terrible FBI director, and an untruthful slimeball.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He knows Paul Ryan, and former House Speaker John Boehner says he's not surprised by the Wisconsin Republicans' decision to leave Congress at the end of the current term in January.
He never wanted to be Speaker. I had beat him to death to take my job.
Boehner on NBC's Today Show. After a nice start, stocks have turned around. They're now in the red on Wall Street. The Dow down about 131 points, and the S&P is off 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Russia's news agency says the Kremlin has started blocking messaging app Telegram.
This is the latest phase of a long court battle between Russia's security service, the FSB, and Telegram's founder, Pavel Durov. The FSB says it needs to monitor potential terrorists. Mr. Durov, who's based in the United States, says it's technically impossible. He also says it would be against the Russian constitution, which guarantees the privacy of communication. Telegram boasted last month that it has 200 million users. Those outside Russia, notably in Iran and the Middle East, are unaffected. Bloggers inside Russia are already posting helpful hints on how to circumvent any blocking.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. Volkswagen's new CEO says the automaker must significantly step up the pace as it pushes ahead with electric and self-driving vehicle technologies and offers transportation as a digitally driven service. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Interior Department hiking fees at the most popular national parks, $35 per vehicle.
An earlier plan would have forced visitors to pay $70 per vehicle to visit the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and other iconic parks. The plan announced on Thursday would boost fees at 17 popular parks by $5. But those fees would be far below the figure Interior officials proposed last fall. The fee increases apply to Yellowstone, Zion, Mount Rainier, and Rocky Mountain, among other parks.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump has signed an executive order that sets up a task force to study the United States postal system. The order does not specifically mention online shopping giant Amazon, but Mr. Trump has been railing against the company. He accuses it of costing the Postal Service money, but that's something the post office denies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's been a busy morning here. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 13th of April, Friday the 13th. I'm sure nobody worries about being here on Friday the 13th. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great service, even though everything is new down there, including an expanded, better, if that's possible, walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week, Tobacco and Brew. We've got Susan Eastman on the phone. Susan, good morning.
Our Wells Fargo Advisor Expert, good morning.
Good morning. Well, stock started out in the green, but now turned in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 129 points at 24,359. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 2,661, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 42 points at 7,097. The most actively traded stocks this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, GE up 34 cents, trading at 13.52. Bank of America down 68 cents at 29.98. JP Morgan down 239 at $111.01. Turning to local stocks of interest, Verizon down a penny at 47.73, Costco off $1.28 at 187.56, and Bank of Commerce down a dime at $11.35. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.83%. And over to commodities, gold is at $5.80 an ounce at $1,347, silver positive 18 cents at $16.75 per ounce, crude oil up 30 cents at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
She's the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, a financial advisor who obviously has got it all together. If you want to give her a call, or you should want to give her a call, it's 530-243-7561, and they're located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Okay, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally, you're going to tell us about the cancellation for tomorrow, huh?
Yes, actually, it has been postponed.
Postponed.
We had a hard time we couldn't get any sound equipment for the day. So we postponed it to May 26th, which is the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, and this is where it's going to be the Jefferson Music Festival.
Yes.
And it was going to be out at Anderson City Park.
Anderson River Park. Yeah, on Saturday.
That's right. So it's going to be postponed till.
It's postponed until May 26th.
And it's not because you didn't have a lot of people wanting to come. It's just the sound systems. There was the sound systems weren't available.
Yes, there was a sound system snafu.
A snafu.
Yes.
Situation normal. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet, Riley.
Bye bye.
Okay, hon.
Good morning.
Like
Let's talk about the 43 degrees in the downtown studios, and welcome to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on this fabulous Friday. My gosh, it's the 13th, and we're not going to say it's Friday the 13th because that's as beautiful as you want to make it. With this beautiful day, with our high near 72, tonight mostly cloudy with a low of around 48. Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Saturday night calls for lows of 50. Sunday, rain with our highs near 61. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with lows reaching to about 41. It says here chance of precipitation is about 70%. Now, Monday, rain likely before 11. Monday, chance of showers with our temperatures around 37 that evening. Tuesday is sunny skies with a high near 61. And Tuesday night, cloudy skies with a low of 44. Wednesday, showers. Wednesday, showers. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where we give, and they give, senior and veteran discounts. Locally owned, it's veteran-owned business, folks. 365-3793. And before we go anywhere else, if you're listening, I want to give tickets away for the Red Bluff Roundup. This is one of the most coveted rodeos. It's really a blast. And we've got tickets for Sunday. We've got four packs.
What day is that?
That is April 22nd. And if there are two calls, Jared, I'm going to give both sets away. I want you to take with your family or go with your neighbors or take some friends. It's just a great thing. So I have 2 4 packs.
And so we've got the first call. Okay. Hey, also, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster truly, truly is a professional at what he does. He's been doing this for a long time. He's been through a number of different schools to make sure that he keeps your windshield safe. He can fix a chip smaller than a dime and cracks over 2.5 feet in length. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And also, we'd like to give a huge shout out to Lori.
Yes, Lori, thank you so much for all the beautiful flowers, of course, that were, I'm sure, grown from her garden. She's beautiful. And of course, you know, we want to shout out for Goins because they are our CPAs.
That's right. But
and
they
we
also
feel very safe with
in,
them.
You know what? We absolutely do.
You feel safe when
we've been with them for 10 years.
Yeah. And they're our personal CPAs and also our Free Fire Media CPAs.
And
they
friends.
Brought us coffee today just because.
Well, it was hot chocolate.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
croissants.
Ooh.
Croissants.
Okay, well, I need to go out there right now.
Okay. Well, you can do that because I have Gary Cadden here. So now's the time for everybody to run out and get your coffee. Just kidding, Gary. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Haven't seen you in a while.
I'm doing fine. Do you know you're talking about the Red Bluff Rodeo? You know, we're
Roundup.
Lucky. Well, the Roundup, yes.
Uh-huh.
But you take both the Red Bluff and then this summer with
rodeo.
The Redding. And
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We're special here.
We are. But, and you know what? It is, we've got two just really quality events like this, the Roundup and the Rodeo. And the Roundup has got some of the biggest purses around in the country, so they get just the best. And then the Redding Rodeo attracts some of the best cowboys in the whole in the world.
If they're the championship,
if they're in the PRCA, they are in the world here. So we are blessed. And this year, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard will join us. Now they have to literally pick and choose the places they go to because they have so many hundreds of requests for them to show up at parades, rodeos, events. And every year that we've asked them, they have come here. And they think of it as a place that they enjoy, that they feel welcome, and they are welcome here. So, again, we're fortunate to have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard join us for the Redding Rodeo and Parade that Saturday. So, okay, we're here with Gary Cadd, former city councilman.
Mm-hmm.
On the Redding City Council,
yeah.
A man that was kind of like the that seer that said we're having a fun problem with unfunded liabilities. So his because he brought light to this, he was forever then doomed to have a to be chained to a rock and an eagle come down and rip out his bowels every day, and then he'd pass out, he'd wake up. And then the next day, the same thing would happen.
Start over again.
An mm-hmm. eagle would come down, rip out his bowels, mm-hmm. horrible pain, because he spoke the truth and he brought light to the masses.
Well, yeah, the thing with it is, back in 2008, when my first time that I ran for council, the reason that I ran was at Redding Electric Utility because I and other people in the community were feeling that the city of Reading was using the REU as a cash cow. And then as the campaign of 08 progressed and went through, there was quite a number of people came and asked me, said, but Gary, do you know about the pensions? And I said, no, I don't. Well, that's when I first started studying the pensions. And back in those days, it was really hard to get information to be able to find out what's going on, even if you could get to the CalPERS reports. But as time went on, and then I was elected in 2012, I started attending the League of California Cities meetings, and they really were getting into it. And so that's when I met the former head actuarial for CalPERS, Alan Milligan. Mm-hmm. And Alan and I struck up a not a friendship, but we knew each other, and he allowed me to ask him questions, and he honestly answered them for me. So I started learning more and more of what's going on with the pensions, and it's really a problem. As of the latest.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break here, because then we can get into the
details
here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani started Bastiani Arms 9 years ago, and they have been a great success. And the reason they are is because, one, they provide great customer service there. All their people, all those people worked with them since the very beginning of them opening this up. Professionalism, integrity, knowledge, all of this at Bastiani Arms, plus classes in CCW, hunter safety, and more. All the accessories, all the anything you could want to have to do with shooting. This is the only place that we buy our firearms, is Bastiani Arms. Veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call, 222-8222, or stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Gary Cadden.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make mountains ring or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Real people, real winners, the catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Been away, haven't seen you in a while.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Friday the 13th. It's a beautiful day out here. 43 degrees going up to 72 today. That's right, with a low of 48 tonight. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. In the business for over 25 years, they can work on any make or model of any type of heating and cooling system. That's right. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the guys we call to come and fix our things. And we had a compressor blowout. It was Alliance Heating and Air we called, and they were getting the parts, and they brought in a portable air conditioner to help us out that night. It's kind of the people they are. Alliance, and that was on a Friday night. Alliance Heated and Air. We're here with Gary Cadd, former Redding City Councilman. And Gary raised the flag many years ago about the unfunded liabilities, and it was kind of poo-pooed back then and not paid attention to, even though Kurt Starman said you were right. On this show said, oh, Gary's right. But, okay, Gary's right.
Yeah, they.
What's happened since then? Do we? Where are we really, in your opinion, on this?
Well, let's just go to the CalPERS reports. The latest CalPERS reports we have, we received last July, the end of July, and at that time, the city of Redding, for the unfunded portion, was owing $597 million over a 30-year period. And that was an increase of $93 million from the previous year. Now, the reason these increases keep coming up is, number one, they lowered the they're in the process of lowering the percent return on their investments from 7.5% to 7%.
But they did that already. They did that last year, didn't they?
No, they did this year, this present year, they lowered it from 7.5% down to 7.375%.
Mm-hmm.
This next year, they'll lower it down to 7.25%.
Oh, okay, I see.
And then the third year, they'll drop a whole quarter down to 7%. So that the increases because of this drop will stay with us. That's part of that $93 million. Then they're they haven't been receiving their 7.5% or 7.375%. In the last few years, so that is causing us an increase. Then they also they had their conference down in it was in Southern California back.
Who's
in,
they?
CalPERS. I'm sorry.
Okay.
CalPERS had their their conference down there last October, and they have several different. It was online. You could watch it online. So I recorded one section of it. It was called Strengthening the Fund, and during the Strengthening the Fund presentation, they mentioned that they had to sell $4 billion of their portfolio this last year to pay all their payments. In other words, they needed $21 billion, and they only had 17, so they sold $4 billion of their portfolio. And I'm finding out that they have done that over the years at different times. So it's
well, when they sell their portfolio, say $4 billion, I don't know how many hundreds of billions of dollars are in it. They have so that means less money that they can that's going to be coming out then, of course.
Well, that's
when you start selling off your seed stock.
Right, and that's got to be recouped,
mm-hmm.
and they'll recoup it from all of the crime. I think it's 1,526 different agencies contract with CalPERS for retirement services. So all of those are going to have to pay their share of that $4 billion that's going to come back in again, plus the change from the return on investment from 7.5 down to 7.75, and then a quarter, and then not next year, but the following year, they're going to drop it a whole quarter, which is going to be quite a hit that's going to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, the thing with it is too is, you know, I've always talked about the city, and with these reports that you can get to, and I'll tell you here in a minute how you can get to them, but the county has a $552 million over a 30-year problem. That they'll be working on, so there's real problems now. It's going to there's a case with the California Firefighters Association going through the state Supreme Court on changing the California rule, and the California rule basically states that you can't change the way CalPERS has their setup, you can't change anything,
mm-hmm.
and so that's being challenged in the Supreme Court. So I'm watching all the Supreme Court docket to see when that's going to come up and see when that's going to be answered. But it's there's a way to get out of this if the city wants to go this way. Now, I'm not saying don't take this that I'm saying that the city needs to go this way, but there are ways of taking care of it. And it's like Loyalton. When they backed out, the little city of Loyalton, when they backed out, what CalPERS wound up doing was taking their funded amount, how funded the account is, and then they lowered the pensions down to that amount.
Okay, well, so what you're saying here is if this continues and we keep getting deeper and deeper, how funded is the Reading one? Do we know?
Oh, well, Reading, as of this year, Reading's public safety is 60%.
Funded. So if this failed or they wanted to pull out, that means the people that are retired right now would take a 40% hit.
That would be the possibility. Yes, I mean it's not attractive thing, but that's the possibility of changing.
Well, the city though believes is that they can keep these payments up. That it's like paying a mortgage off on a house, even though it's an adjustable rate mortgage, it seems to be.
Well, Carl, the thing with the city is in 1718, just for CalPERS, we'll talk about another part as a second retirement here in a minute, but just for this 1718 year, the city's paying just over $13 million.
Okay.
In 1819, they're going to pay 15.2. Now, these are the figures that came in the report last year, and keep in mind these reports are always 1 year behind.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the time that the report we got last year was a year behind when we got it at the end of July. By now, it's 2 years behind. Now we're going to get another one in July that'll be a year behind. So these numbers will change. They have a tendency of going up, but they will change. But in 1819, it's 15.2 million. 1920, it'll go up to 17.6, and 2021, it'll go up to $19.5 million.
Okay, but I'm also saying is that this is not a surprise to the city. This isn't like, oh, we didn't know this. And what they've said is they can continue to pay this.
They also have been saying that they have a $25 million problem over 5 years, the next 5 years. They've got almost a $25 million problem every year.
Well, right. But again, they're saying, unless things have changed, and I'm having Francie Sullivan on next week, and I'm going to be asking her about this. And by the way, Jared, I don't have my computer with me because it was updating, and it was still updating for an hour. You can make sure you're on the chat room to see if any questions are coming in and just kind of write them up for me. And so Francie will be here next week, so I'm more than happy to talk to her about these and get her take on this too. But you're saying is that's just CalPERS. Now CalPERS is that
no PERS is a completely private, and the reason they don't have a lot of information there because it's a private sector retirement plan. And
well, who's in that?
Well, all the miscellaneous employees are in that.
And who would that be?
Well, that's everybody with public safety.
Everybody but public safety?
Everybody but the sworn police officers in the...
That's the clerks?
Clerks, everybody else.
Is in PARS.
Yeah. Okay. CalPERS calls them miscellaneous. Okay. They're not miscellaneous people.
But PARS, then, is...
How
much do we owe on that?
The actual amount right now... It's hard for me to figure, but we were paying, as of 14-15, we were paying $6.1 million a year for 11 and a half years. But that's a percent of salary. And as people retire, the salary amount goes down. Now, the unfunded debt doesn't go down, but the amount they're paying goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure just exactly where that's coming out, but you can figure roughly at $6 million a year.
Okay.
So add that on to the, like you added on for this year, the $13 million, and add six, that's $19 million for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just had a meeting with the city attorney and the city manager, and this issue came up, and we spoke about it for a few minutes. And the city will be doing their biannual budget adjustment coming up in July, August. And it's looking as though that they might have to lay some firemen and policemen off, and there is that possibility coming. And see, this
why would they lay off firemen and policemen and not lay off parks people? Have clerks start working every other week again? Why would they do something so stupid as to lay off firemen and policemen when they don't have to?
That was what they mentioned to me. I didn't ask them why not to. It's probably a real good question to ask them why that's happening.
Okay. We're here with Gary Cadd. Gary's done a study of the finances of the city of Reading and the fact that so much is owed on PERS and PARS. And that doesn't address a couple of the things we're going to talk about when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Just right is what we mean. It's a community bank. They just opened up that new branch at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. And they have extended hours there. They've got, they've got people there. They're just, as you walk in, is to make sure is that your needs are met. The one thing that Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to find out is how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Gary Cadd.
Could read my love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. Next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Hot cars
and cool April nights.
The North State Signature event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at Show and Shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday night cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances, why it's more fun than two teams in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting coolaprilnights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Hey, well, I'm a friend, a stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love
you.
Need you. Need you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's when it
KCNR 1460.
Am I old? That's exciting times
that's
of music.
You're not
the
old.
70s.
You're not old. You, honey, you 60s, are.
60s, 70s, you know, I don't know. 80s, we have some. There's a cool sound. There's a cool,
on a good day, you're 17. Okay? On a bad day, you're 12. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you
right.
by.
I can take it.
Yeah, I know you can. Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's got me going. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business. Gives great haircuts. Of course, gives great haircuts in a place I go to. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And, of course, man's last stronghold. Hey, I want to talk about a Celtic showcase is going to be this weekend. It's going to be this Sunday. I'm sorry. It's going to be the, well, I'm not even sure where this is going to be. It's going to be their spring concert. It's going to be over at the Reading School of the Arts.
That's right.
I don't see when it says it's going to be. It's going to be Saturday at 6 p.m. Where do you see this? Do you see it? Where
okay,
do you see it?
April
do you see
14th,
anywhere?
Immediate release, April 14th. Okay.
That's not,
so it's the Jefferson Pipe Hat probably presents their spring concert. That's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to
be... Oh, the 14th. Okay,
yes.
Got it. All right.
Jefferson Pipe Band proudly presents their spring concert. Performers are going to be the Jefferson Pipe Band, Caleb Cox, Morgande, which is a local Celtic music band,
yep.
The Shasta Scottish County Country Dancers, and a drum demonstration by the Jefferson Pipe Band Youth Drum Class.
Okay. And it's all going to be tomorrow out there at Reading School of the Arts. It's going to be a wonderful time. We've already given away all of our free tickets for that. But if you have any more information, you need more information, give Bob or Molly a call at 243-5240. And we also want to do a shout-out to Rob Burrows. Rob is the guy behind, the creator, but he is the driving force behind the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And they just put their plans in to the city, so they can start the construction of the museum. It's going to be like three stories tall, and it's, you know, he's gone through all types of, he's gone through a whole, he and his bride and everybody that's been associated with us have gone through all types of things that have gone on and gone wrong and then done right. But now they can at least see some light maybe at the end of the tunnel. And with that in mind, that they're having a fundraiser on Saturday, April the 28th at Anderson's Veteran Event Center. It's for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. The 2018, the annual banquet and auction fundraiser. And it goes from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And seats includes seats 8 and includes, if you do a sponsored table, $500, $800 value in drawing tickets. Couples are $50. Individuals, $35. More information, 378-2280. Okay. We're here with Gary Tad, and we're talking about unfunded liabilities, and we have Nick on the line. Nick. Good morning, Nick. You have a question for Gary.
I do, but first I wanted to point out with Loyalton that they quit making their CalPERS payments for 18 months before their settlement was made, and I suspect if they would have defaulted right from the start, their employees would have got a lot more than 40% than what they're getting now. That being said, I'm wondering, what's the possibility of defaulting on PARS? Is that the same contractor not using that $6 million to fund the safety and miscellaneous? You know, is the PARS a separate account? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, PARS is a separate account.
Okay, just a minute. Let's get Gary back on. Okay, go ahead, Gary. You're off for a second. There you go.
Okay. PARS is a private sector retirement plan. It's not government. And that's one of the reasons why a minute ago when I was saying I didn't know exactly what the amount is, because you can't really get to their reports, and I don't know what the setup is. Even I was with the city, I was trying to find out what the contract read.
And, well, maybe you could cash out on that and use that as a revenue source to fund our unfunded liabilities. That was my thoughts on the run here listening to you. You're explaining it very well. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I did, Nick, while we're talking, you're here. I've heard you and some other individuals making the comment that that we should default on miscellaneous but not on public safety. You can't do that. The city has a contract with CalPERS. Many, many years they've had this contract. There are two components to the contract. One is the safety component, and the other is a miscellaneous component. But if you were to default, you have to default on the whole contract. You can't just default and sort of cherry pick which one you want. Not a bad idea. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not a bad idea.
I think that, you know, there's an old saying, if you're not lead sled dog, the scenery never changes. And we need a lead sled dog that will get in there and start telling them what we're going to do and not be dictated to by people that don't even, you know, feel the pain that we're feeling.
Well, the thing, Nick, too, also, you're right.
You know, and it appears to me that our society switched over to a bunch of people that when you want to do something, their first instinct is to tell you why you can't do it instead of rolling up their sleeves and figuring out how to get it done.
Well, the thing that happens is just like with you, you know, I gave you the address on the internet to find these reports. Now you got into them. And you found them, and you're looking at them, and you can see what I've been talking about all this time.
Absolutely. It was just a matter of figuring out how to get there, and it's just plain as day.
Right.
And a solution needs to be found instead of an excuse to get more revenue to keep funding the royalty class of Reading. Because, you know, these people, you look at the benefits they get, you look at the time they can retire and they can keep on working, and you compare it to us serfs that are supporting the whole system, and it's not fair and it's not right. They actually think of themselves as royalty, and they deserve this, and I say no. We need to stand up. We need to straighten this out.
Okay, Nick, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. There's one other thing that when we're talking about this that we haven't addressed in a long time is the pilot program and the pilot program lawsuit, which could be, which doesn't look good for the city. That's $6 million coming out.
Yeah, and there's two things that I'm watching the Supreme Court's docket on, and it's the pilot, and then also the CalPERS before the state Supreme Court, and they could be coming up at the end of the month. It could be later on this year. I'm not exactly sure just when it is. You have to keep checking.
Well, the CalPERS is one that says that you can reduce the payments.
Well, you can reduce what will happen is they will probably cut back on some of the unfunded amount. So they're not, if and when they rule the way it looks like right now, when they rule, we won't get rid of the
the $597 million we owe, but it won't be building up any longer. They'll cut it down to where it won't be building up any longer. In other words, what it'll do is it'll cap that.
So it'll give us a place that you know that you're going to pay it off then at a certain point.
Yeah, we've got an amount.
Well, what about the future then? Well, people, I mean, if we're taking all the money and using it now to pay off the CalPERS, because it doesn't get off any bigger, what about all the new people right now
are under PEPRA. Darn it, I can't remember the exact
what
the wording for, but PEPRA, I think under PEPRA you pay 50% of your pension payment, the employee pays 50%, and then it's raising the, lowering the percentage and raising the retirement age.
PEPRA is wonderful. I mean, it doesn't go far enough, but it is fine to have it in place.
And that's for all all the new people that are hired.
Right. Other words, if the city were to hire an individual right now, if they've never been in CalPERS, they would go to PEPRA.
Okay. And they're paying half the retirement.
Right. Now, if they, and this is after January 1st of 13, then if they're a PEPRA employee, if they've been under PEPRA at some point with California and they have not worked under the PEPRA, under CalPERS Classic plan, they would go to PEPRA. But if the city hires somebody that is presently working under CalPERS and brings them to the city, that unfunded pension problem comes with them as they come.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're here with Gary Cadd, and we're in a very CalPERS. And CalPERS, and then now it's new with Pepsid.
PEPRA.
Well, Pepsid is the same thing. It helps your upset stomach. Is the newest thing. And frankly, I think they're doing this just so they can continue to come in with new acronyms to make sure is that nobody really knows what's going on, and then you have to continue paying them. But we're facing a lot of could be hard to pay bills here in the next 10 years. And then if you throw in the pilot program, which is a program that they're paying us in lieu of taxes, $6 million a year from REU, and they find that was illegal, that's $6 million right out of the budget, just like that. Mm-hmm. And now you are going to start looking at some severe cuts. So, but that hasn't come out of the courts yet, and we've still got a lot more, and Terry, we'll get to you right after these messages. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Now, right now, you can go in and get the water heaters, get everything done right now, set up some long-term contracts. You're going to get some really great discounts. Veterans, you even get more. All of these at SST Oil. It's a family-owned, or not family, it's an employee-owned business. It's been here for 51 years in this city. They transport millions of gallons of oil, kerosene. They have it all there. They've got CFN cards that you can use clear across the United States. You get a card here that gives you, that they send you an invoice each month, shows you who's using it, which one of your people are using it, how much they've used, where they've gotten their gas out, all of these things, everything from SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. And if you're looking, and drivers, if you're looking for a job, they pay great. And they pay your retirement. That's right. They pay for your retirement. You're not paying for your retirement. That's SST Oil, 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Just a small town girl.
Good morning. Welcome back on this beautiful Friday. KTNR 1460 here with Carl and Linda
Gary Katz over there dancing.
Absolutely. Gary Katz is our guest today. I want to give you a quick update on the weather. It's currently 46 degrees. We'll have mostly sunny skies today with our high near 72 and our lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny as well with 75 and lows of around 50. And Sunday is a rainy day with our high near 61. So we're going to plummet there on Sunday night before 11. Rain again with our temperatures around 41. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. Terry, we know you're on the line. There's a few things we need to get out because I know you've got an important question.
Okay.
You've got a couple.
Real quick. Jefferson Fest has been moved to May 26th. It was supposed to be tomorrow at Anderson River Park, but it's just been postponed to that day in the same place due to sound system problems. Also, the fourth annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Fishing Organization to support local disabled veterans is going to be tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Appetizers, bar, no-host cash bar, networking with people, everything they're going to be doing there. They're going to have raffles. They're going to have auctions. They have got it all. Fourth annual mixer for the Healing Waters Fly Fishing Organization. It's a great organization, my friends. I'll be there. And I invite you to come to Saturday, tomorrow, at Veterans Hall at 6 p.m. Okay, Terry. Oh, wait a minute. Before we get to Terry, Gary, you wanted to tell everybody how you can get this information.
Yes. Terry, hang on just a second. I wanted to give folks, if you want to write this down, put it in your search engine on your computer, Public Agency Actuarial Valuation Reports. When it comes up in your search engine, you'll see CalPERS, public agency. When you do that and click on it, when it comes up, there'll be 1,526 different files for different cities, counties, different contracts with CalPERS. And up at the top in the second column, you can put in the little search thing there, put in Reading, and it pops right over to Reading, and then you can go through and look at all these reports that I've been talking about. So, and then PEPRA that we just talked about, the acronym Public Employee Pension Reform Act of 2013, and there's a lot of us call that the pension reform light. It was a good start, but they really needed to go further when they did that.
Okay.
But just getting those two out.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Terry, you have a question.
Yeah. Just Gary, I've got three quick ones, and then maybe you can just take each one. First of all, when you mentioned the $597 million over 30 years, is there interest added to that each year on top of that $597 million that we will owe? Number one.
Why don't you let me answer that right there?
Go for it.
Under the 30-year amortization plan, the interest for this latest report is $554.7 million, and they are discussing going to a 20-year amortization, although I haven't really seen it yet, and the interest there is $117.8 million.
Okay, so to be clear, so it's clear for folks, a lot of numbers, a lot of this, a lot of that, we know it's bad, but just to be clear, you're talking about somewhere around $700 million when you talk about the interest plus the 597. Is that what you're talking about at this point?
No, that's not.
Okay,
the 597
so
has the interest.
I know a lot of people have questions on this.
The 597 has the interest and the principal together. It's $597 million total.
Thank you, sir. Perfect. Okay, the other thing is that you talked about there was a way out. You mentioned that in the first segment, and now we've got 2 or 3 minutes left, and we haven't heard your way out, and we know it's bad. It's really bad, and did I say it was bad? What is the way out?
Well, the way out could go the way that Loyalton did, and then that would lower the...
Which is?
Well, to pay the funded amount of that account, how much the account is funded. Right now, public safety is funded at 60%, and miscellaneous is funded at 65.4%. So what would wind up happening if somebody had a $100,000 retirement... That it was public safety would knock it down to 60,000. That's
okay. One question on that. Excellent. Thank you, sir. One question on that. When you start looking at the retirement and it being dropped, I know Carlos made a comment that a lot of times people don't make $70,000 a year or don't retire on that from the city. However, Carl, they do get benefits and they also have the opportunity to go back to work again. Where if you retire before the age of 65 on Social Security, if you make more than about $14,000 a year, for every $2 you make, Social Security takes back a dollar. So there is a lot of benefit to people who do retire at an early age, like our police officers, that they can go back to work again and still have their pension and medical benefits and dental benefits. So, Gary, I'd like you to address
that.
I
think there could be offsets for that. No, I really do, because we're talking about something that's different. But if they don't work... You know, then their retirement isn't going to be touched. Is that right?
$70,000 a year.
No,
that's what I mean. But it won't be touched if they don't work.
They're even under certain circumstances they can go back to work for the city again once they retire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again,
they do.
You know, again, it's insane when you stop and think about that. We are paying people 3 and 4 times what the average income is in Reading to sometimes retire from working for the city or the county. It's insane. So,
Terry,
thank you for your research.
Thanks, Terry. He's got about 2 more things he's got to say.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. The thing with it is you go before council and you stand up in the open section or during it, you want to talk about a particular issue coming up, and you talk to the council, you talk to staff, and you mention what it is. They don't answer you, and they say, well, we can't answer you. Well, actually, they can. The Brown Act states that they cannot vote on any issue that is not on the agenda. And there's an agenda set up the 3 days ahead of time, the whole thing. But you can talk to the individual, not extensively, but you can talk to them. You can answer questions if someone comes forward with a question. They don't like to do that. With the council, even when I was on it, they used to get mad at me when I did, upon occasion, ask a question. But you can direct staff. You can direct staff to do something. You can have a council member talk to them. In other words, we can get answers.
Do you think the only way to get out of this thing is to drastically cut salaries you know, for people, or start privatization, or start working every other week, every other Friday like they did before to get their arms around this?
Carl, this amount is so devastating to a beautiful city of 90,000 people, and it's covering, what is it, 1,836 people that are retired or are working for the city now. This amount is so far out of hand that, yes, we have to do whatever we can possibly do. This isn't the thing like we owe $20 million or $25 million. This is $597 million. Now, if they change to the 20-year actuarial, that will drop down to, but the payments go up.
Right. It's just like paying 30 years on a house for 20.
Yeah, and paying a 20-year mortgage. So, okay.
Gary, thanks a lot.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Well,
oh, and one thing before we go. People have been asking me if I'm running for city council again. Yeah. The answer is no. No possible way.
Thanks for being with us this morning, Gary Cadd, and we hope you have a great weekend. Again, rain is coming on Sunday, but other than that, the weather is going to be beautiful and over the weekend and today. Make it a great day.
Again, remembering that the mixer tomorrow, the Jefferson Fest has been postponed to May the 26th. And everybody have a great weekend. It should be kind of clearing up. It's be good today, and then Monday it'll start getting better again. Anyway, it's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their new...